out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
They want to get you in a dungeon.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, minus some change. Because we had some technical fucking difficulties getting on the stream.
Fuck you.
But I think we're here. But if you're listening to us as a podcast, you don't give a fuck about our stream problems. And thank you for your download.
Our stream problems.
We're going to be here. Yeah, like I said, my name's, taking on the right, talking about Schittler, blah, blah, blah. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And those Alex Jones drops. I mean, they always kill me. A dungeon.
Yeah, there's... Like that
That's
one.
That's a good one.
There's a lot of them. A lot of
He
good.
Is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash. Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Yes.
Alex Holy Jones, shit, we'll see if we got crazy. Some. I didn't see any before the show, but perhaps our producers will run in with some Alex
Kate.
Jones hot off the presses.
Run in here. Bring me some clips.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday, everybody. If you want to help us out on screaming, buy shit through our Amazon hole, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
Man, I was looking at this headline on Mother Jones, and it was talking about how, I don't know, from that interview with Stormy Daniels, she reveals that one time she spanked Trump with a copy of Forbes magazine. Mm. And then I was scanning the article, and he also made her sit down and, like, watch hours and hours of Shark Week.
Well, he also told her she reminded him of his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see
yeah.
that part?
Right. That's pretty creepy.
That's our president, everybody.
But the Shark Week thing, I mean, that kind of humanizes him. Don't do that. I mean, you know, makes him seem normal.
I guess.
But he's not, you know.
I love Sharknado.
Right.
Why wasn't I in it?
Right. You could have been, Donald.
He might have been in one of the earlier ones.
Who the fuck knows? Yeah, he could have been in Shark Week.
But it sounds like he wouldn't take direction.
Oh yeah, he would be horrendous.
Like there was one where he was only supposed to have like one line, and he insisted on having a couple more lines or something like that. Once he got on set, and he was just a big pain in the dick.
What, a movie or something?
It was some TV show that he was like a movie. I forget which one it was. Some cameo playing himself.
He's a douchebag. He's an asshole.
Diaper load.
Tyrant.
We will pound you into glass. Oh.
Poor Glenn Beck.
Right.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
Yay.
The cold snap seems to have done broken within like an hour's time down here in No
That's
Flow.
Nice. You know,
it was 24-ish degrees. And then an hour later, it was 44-ish degrees.
Right.
So,
in the middle of the day, too. It wasn't like night versus day. Thanks, Obama.
Right. Yeah. What about this global warming? I guess that's a load of horse shit.
It's so cold. How can you say it's global warming? I gotcha.
Yeah.
Lots going on. The government's probably going to shut down. There's a Mueller investigation continues. Yay. We got more about that. All kinds of fun stuff. Let's see what our lamestream media feels is important. Let's check the headlines.
Right.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I repeated myself. From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker,
deep
Pensacola, Florida, dateline January 18th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Let's see what's going on over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Lily Tomlin.
Right.
The best part is that was real life.
Oh, yeah. That was, you know.
that was ad-lib Lily pissed right. off.
Well, that director was being a fucking asshole,
a cock
man.
Knocker, yeah. Over at the HuffPo, there is the headline says, The Force Awakens.
Oh, shit.
Picture of Schindler. Picture of Harvey Weinstein, and a picture of some women activists. It looks like they're wearing their pink pussy hats. Lauren Sandler, opinion columnist, is where the headline leads to. It's time to tell a new story about women and power. So
cool.
This is another one of those long form stories. The narrative we must revise is as old as the very existence of narrative. It will require what women have been acculturated to resist most of all, to make a mess. Not just the expression of pristine black gowns or neat hashtags, but embracing of the sort of complicated characters we've long said we want to see.
Oh, okay, so I'm not exactly Hollywood right. needs to give women more interesting roles. That's what it sounds like.
Well, they, yeah.
I mean, it's all straight white males.
I think she's basically saying, hopefully it's not just a flare up, but an actual change of
yes.
the paradigm,
right?
About, harassment and abuse and shit like that.
Hopefully
we shall see. So that's what's going on at the HuffPo. It's one of those where you really got to read it. It's not good for the crab diving podcast. It's not in the news headline-y. It's kind of like in-depth, awesome journalism, but it's the kind of shit
right.
I generally don't read on the show. Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Kate's really thirsty.
Yeah, I wonder if people can hear that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think it goes away when I noise reduce.
Our intern's drinking water.
For the
anyone that's
podcast
wondering.
Version. 3.6 million dreamers in the USA, it says over at the Drudge Report. Well, I don't find that accurate.
That number?
I thought it was like 800,000, but let's take
a
look.
Yeah, I did too.
Leads over to the USA Today, so.
Maybe it's not bullshit.
Fisher Price News.
Right.
There are 3.6 million dreamers, a number far greater than previously known, it says. The political debate over the dreamers, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, has overlooked just how many there are in the country today, about 3.6 million.
Wow. Shit.
Oh, wait. That's Lindsey Graham. People listening can't hear that, but
all of a sudden Lindsay's talking in our ears.
Fucking auto start video.
Yeah.
Let's see what Lindsay has to say, though. Why not? This is Lindsey Graham, everybody, from South Carolina.
For 10 years, I and many others in this body have been trying to find a way forward to fix an immigration system that's broken, to turn it into a merit-based immigration system over time, to get the 11 million right with the law, increase legal immigration so employers don't have to cheat. and make our nation better and stronger. What's made us special and unique is that we come from everywhere.
His point is we should give these people a path to citizenship.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So it says the number of people whose lives risk being uprooted is not widely known, in large part because so much public attention has been focused recently on 800,000 mostly young dreamers accepted into the Obama era deferred action for childhood arrivals program. You know, the Dreamers and the DACA program are two different things. The Dreamers Act was the law that they were trying to pass.
Yeah.
To cover all of these people that were brought as children of no choice of their own to this country, but are undocumented. But the DACA only went back a certain number of years, I think. I forget. You know, there was a cutoff date. So people who are older, like I think the guy that got deported this week,
he just missed it, right?
Missed it by that much. He was a little bit too old in general, even though he was only brought here. He was brought here when he was 10.
Right.
But he wasn't eligible for DACA.
Why couldn't they make an exception?
Because they're cunts. They're evil assholes.
What's the fucking big deal?
There's a lot of them out there who are thrilled. Get him out of here. He's illegal.
That's so fucking stupid.
Probably want his kids deported, too. They don't care if they're American citizens.
That's because they think this guy's taking their jobs or taking some entitlement that they feel like is theirs.
It says here, while many politicians use Dreamer and DACA interchangeably, the terms are not a distinction without a difference. The 3.6 million estimate of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. before their 18th birthday comes from the Migration Policy Institute.
Right. That seems serious.
So a number so large raises the stakes for both sides in the dispute over whether to deport, allow them to stay under prescribed conditions, or provide them with a path to citizenship.
Yes.
So there you go. But right. Drudge is linking to it as, oh my God, there's 3.6 million of them, not just 800,000.
How does Lindsey seem like he comes out on the right side of this? Like, he believes in a path to citizenship, right?
Yeah.
Then why is he so shitty on other policies? I don't get it.
He's a Republican.
Yeah.
And was an ass bag before. I mean, right. He was a warmonger.
Yeah, it's just weird that he has this, on this issue, he's progressive, I guess.
I guess. Well, I mean, it seems like he can read a poll.
Yeah, so he doesn't give a fuck.
And realize that 80%+ of all humans in this right. country want to give these people a path to citizenship.
Yeah, and he wants to keep his job.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he is in South Carolina.
Right.
So he's one of the big
Lindsey,
the big rhinos that they hate over in the anti-cuckosphere.
Like the Tea Party?
No, oh, yeah.
Like Tom Cotton.
All the alt-righters.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are your headlines.
Perfect.
A lot about illegal immigration crime over on the Drudge Report. They're just trying to terrify everybody. Let you know what the evil Democrats are doing. You know, I saw a tweet earlier from some Trump shit dollop who said, everybody realize that the Democrats, if they don't accept this deal, they're saying that DACA is more important than CHIP. So they're choosing illegals over American children.
Well, it's not like that. Why are they framing it like
that? Well, and
that?
It's not, because the Democrats would in a heartbeat sign off on a clean bill for DACA or right. a clean bill and or a clean bill for CHIP.
Because the way I understand
who's packaging it and holding a gun to the heads?
The Republicans.
Well, right.
God. I mean, they are making it sound like the Democrats are single-handedly closing down the motherfucking government. And that is not the case.
Right.
It's just not the case.
They could capitulate.
Yeah, but...
But fuck them.
Yeah.
We don't trust you.
Yeah.
We don't trust the Republicans to say, well, we'll do something by March about these DACA people. Don't worry.
Right.
Don't you trust us? Fuck no.
God damn. I mean, you know, It's just not worth it. You know, these DACA people, they hang in the balance. You know, it's you just can't do it.
I saw two of them today that were being interviewed on telly. And it was two young people.
Right.
Older teenagers, you know, high schoolish, I think. One getting ready to go to college. And she wants to be a doctor. And she's saying, well, I might just go and try to study abroad if I get deported.
God damn.
And the brother says, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Drag me out of this fucking country.
They'll have to find me.
Yeah.
They were brought here as infants.
Yeah. There's a, the California Attorney General is saying that they're going to find
Javier Becerra.
I think so. They're going to find anyone, any business that turns over, documents or information on their employees to, immigration officials.
Oh, right. I didn't know about that. Really?
Yeah. I just saw that. I mean,
Well, did you see that? Well, let me see if I can find the story now in the magic spreadsheet. Thought I had it here. The administration is saying they want to jail government officials that are running these sanctuaries.
Oh my God. What do you mean they're running sanctuary cities?
Becerra was on television last night or the night before, and he was saying, look, we work with the feds to go after criminals, like real criminals.
Yeah, not.
But we don't have the resources to do their job.
Right.
We're busy keeping the peace on the streets. We don't need to do federal immigration enforcement.
Yeah, we're not.
Which, by the way, it's not a crime. Tell all your stupid knuckle fucking dragger Republican conservative friends, it's not a crime. If you're found to be in this country without documentation, you are not jailed.
Right.
You're held in custody.
Yeah.
But it's not a crime.
You're not arrested,
per se.
Right.
Right. So they're saying we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to put city resources to listen to you fucking feds. That's what sanctuary cities are. That's all right. It is. It's not, it's that we're not going to do your job.
Yeah.
Hire more ICE Gestapo.
And how are you going to, even if we were going to have law enforcement do their job, you're going to have local law enforcement go into communities that they protect, that they supposedly have some kind of relationship with, and just drag people from their homes based on their status? That is so fucked up.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen.
Yes.
Who, I saw another article earlier that Trump wants immigrants that look like Kirstjen Nielsen.
No,
blonde hair, blue eyed from Norway.
Perfect. Spank me with a Forbes.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen confirmed that her department has asked federal prosecutors to see if they can lodge criminal charges against sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal deportation efforts.
You're going
to
arrest a city?
She told Senate Judiciary Committee, the Senate Department of Justice is reviewing what avenues may be available. So can you imagine that? So the feds come in and jail the mayor of San Francisco.
Oh, that's
the feds
great.
Come in and jail the mayor of Los Angeles, of Austin, Texas, of Chicago, Illinois. It's basically every big city, because the big cities are like, fuck you. We're not going to do it.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Right.
And the real reason they're not going to do it is because it's cruel and unjust.
It's the wrong thing to do, right.
It's just so fucked.
We're not going to help you just bag people who their only infarction. Their only heart attack. Their only infraction is being here without documentation.
That's ridiculous.
There was one I saw, I don't know if I could find that headline, but there was one that was just reversed, and it was a judge that Trump appointed.
Yeah.
They deported a woman who had basically proof that she was in danger if she goes back. Her brother got recruited by some cartel, and he tried to get away from them. And they said, we're going to kill you, your mother, your family, your sisters, your brothers, your dogs, your neighbors. We're going to kill everybody. And she got the hell out of there.
Right.
So she came here. She told them that. They still deported her.
Oh, my God. They don't give a fuck.
And the judge, Trump judge, ruled in her favor. And they might bring her back now. They're like,
Jesus.
This was the department of immigration acting cruelly and not following their own directives. We're supposed to let people stay here if there's a chance that, I mean, if they're being, if their lives are threatened.
Well, hopefully
back home.
She gets back safely.
But they don't care.
Mess. What a mess. None of this is necessary. None of this helps the country.
Right. Tell me how many white people are going to get jobs because that guy was deported on Monday.
None. Oh, man. You have to be a moron to think there's some connection between your jobs and some undocumented person living here. It doesn't work like that. They're not taking your job.
But the Republicans, including our president, are keeping spinning that tail.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, I thought I might have been able to find that story, but I just told it, so it doesn't matter what right. The specifics are. But that's basically the specifics, that yet another case where someone should not have been. And Trump promised, we're not gonna send people who haven't committed crimes. We're just going after the bad hombres.
Yeah, I mean, why would you believe any of that bullshit? Why would anybody believe that?
Believe a Republican, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, right. I mean... And then when was the last time? I mean, if they're going to do this, they're going to do this responsibly? Okay.
Yeah, they're great at governing. Let's see what else is going on here on this wonderful Thursday. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all.
Right.
Don't forget to tune in, and we'll waggle our atheism at you a little bit more on Friday.
Fuck you, Jesus.
The... well, yeah, have you heard this story of this these chained up kids in California?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and of course, shockingly, homeschooled crazy Christians.
Oh my God, damn it!
And in fact, the evil fucking monster parents,
yes,
forced the kids to memorize the Bible,
the whole Bible.
Yeah, some of them tried to memorize the whole Bible.
That's amazing. God damn that you can learn the Bible. Just think if their mother would have had them do something useful with their brains.
Tweet us during the show. I tweeted earlier out on crab diving that, good thing they taught them that valuable skill at least.
Oh, yes.
Those kids will be fine. At least they have Leviticus memorized.
Maybe they can get a job at Ken Ham's Noah's Ark experience or something.
Fucking monstrosity.
So stupid. Ugh.
And yes, they're mentally ill and they're evil, but look what helped poison their minds. Religion.
Yeah, right.
More is coming out about what was going on there. The grandparents.
Fuck you.
Said they last visited them in California 6 years ago and they all looked normal. They all looked happy and healthy. So.
Shit, so something happened. Because those people didn't look fucking normal, those parents, at all, right? They look crazy as shit.
The David and Louise Turpin jailed on $9 million bail apiece.
Wow.
Are expected to make their first court appearances today. Could face charges including torture, child endangerment. Betty Turpin is the grandmother, says her son told her they had so many kids because God wanted him to.
How does it work? I mean, are they praying and for some reason in their mind, they can hear a voice telling them to procreate?
these are probably like these quiverful, fucked up, misogynist, women suppressing. You lay back and throw your legs open whenever your man wants it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Duck Dynasty kind of bullshit,
type of shit,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm being a good Christian. Let my husband fuck me.
I mean, you're in a cult. This is like a cult, man.
The grandmother said her son shared her Pentecostal Christian faith.
Yay!
But he
good
wasn't
job.
Affiliated with any church.
Okay.
I feel they were model Christians, she said. It's hard. Well, yeah, so do we. Cruel. Judgmental. Right? Punishing.
Yeah, dickish.
It's hard to believe all this, she said. Over the years, the Lord knows what happened.
Oh my God, dude. If the Lord existed and knew about this, why wouldn't they rescue these kids? I mean, you know.
Wednesday, authorities searched the home in Paris, P-E-R-R-I-S.
Oh, God.
60 miles southeast of Los Angeles.
Oof. 60 miles. That's
like Orange County-ish.
Oh, it's shitty. Horrible. It's like Disney World.
One of the daughters, a 17-year-old, jumped out of a window, called 911 on Sunday.
Oh, shit.
On a cell phone she found in the house, I heard, that was disconnected. But because of that law where every cell phone needs to be able to dial 911, whether it's hooked up to a plan or not.
Oh, wow. I didn't know about
she
that.
She was able to call 911.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sure that was a Democrat thing. I don't know.
We need to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you should have to do that.
It's expensive.
Investigators removed dozens of boxes. They said some of the siblings were shackled to furniture in the foul-smelling four-bedroom home that looked perfectly normal from the outside.
Yeah.
They'd lived in two Riverside County communities since moving to California in... Oh, they're in Riverside County.
Ooh, yes. You know,
even more lovely.
So many horrendous episodes of Cops take place in beautiful Riverside. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They moved to California in 2011.
Fuck you.
Police said they were never called to any of the homes, nor were there any reports filed by Child Protective Services.
Right.
The new owners of the Texas home where they previously lived.
Oh, shit.
They said they released yellowed photographs of what they found after the large family vacated the property, which had been foreclosed upon.
Was it fucked up?
The photos showed beds tied together, boarded up doors, smashed windows, covered vents.
What?
And I saw one where they said closets turned into cages.
So
don't you think one might alert the authorities if you find a house in that state?
Why the fuck are there... Why are there cages over these fucking closets? And
yeah, people are crazy.
What was their deal? I mean, were they just like that? God told them to do all this shit.
I guess.
Oh gosh. Somebody needs Prozac, man. They need lithium.
Yeah. So I guess we'll see what happens to these parents.
I mean, God, they got to spend the rest of their life in jail or something, right? I mean. We can't unleash these fuckers upon society, can we?
Well, I would hope not.
Ugh.
And, I mean, 13 children.
That's crazy. They had 13 kids.
And the 17-year-old they thought was 10. Because she's that malnourished and underdeveloped, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so fucked up.
David Turpin and Louise Turpin were formerly charged with 12 counts of torture, 7 counts of abuse of dependent adults, 6 counts of child abuse, 12 counts of false imprisonment.
Oh, my God.
The father was also charged with 1 count of lewd act on a child 14 years or younger.
God damn. God. Ugh. There are monsters out there, man. What the fuck?
How
terrifying.
The 17-year-old jumped out the window pre-dawn hours Sunday, called 911 on a deactivated cell phone. She'd plotted her escape with her siblings for more than 2 years.
It took them 2 years to figure out how to escape from
get the nerve up.
Horrendous. Yeah.
Another sibling joined her at first on the daring dash, but turned back out of fear.
Yeah.
That's how
scared
brainwashed they were by these monsters.
Jesus.
Police knocked on the door Sunday. The Turpins rushed to unchain an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old before the investigators entered.
Yeah.
However, a 22-year-old remained chained to a bed when the police entered the home.
God damn.
He said the house was a site of frequent beatings for minor infractions, and the children were tied up for punishments at first, then chained later.
They were always chained up or caged, right?
They were allowed only one shower a year.
What?
Oh. And if the children were found to have washed their hands above the wrist area, they were accused of playing in water and punished.
What the fuck?
Oh, these people are bad.
Listen, I know most people that talk to Sky God aren't this loony, but, you know, check yourself with what you start believing in. You know what I mean? I don't know what I'm saying. Just make sure you don't let this Jesus shit make you crazy. And the next thing you know, you're like chaining people up. You have cages.
So they started with ropes. At one point, one victim was tied up and hogtied. When the victim escaped the ropes, they started using chains and padlocks.
Oh, God.
Said these individuals sleep all day or up all night. All 13 of the victims, including the defendants, typically go to sleep around 4 or 5 in the morning, sleep all day, and then are up all through the night.
God, what a fucking nightmare. Did I miss the part that... What do they do for work, this couple? Did I miss that?
I don't... He ran a school or something?
No,
I thought
shit.
I saw some...
He ran a school?
One of the adult children at one point was allowed to attend classes outside the home, but the mom accompanied him and waited outside class to take him home.
God, I mean, why did they even allow the kid to do that? What's the point of it?
When police first made contact, all the siblings appeared to be minors, but it turned out 7 of them were actually adults, ranging in age from 18 to 29.
Oh, my God.
Officials said years of apparent starvation apparently stunted their growth.
Right.
One of the children at age 12 is the weight of an average 7-year-old.
Oh, man.
The 29-year-old female victim weighs 82 pounds.
Oh, God. That's... Oh, Jesus, this is horrible.
And injured for life.
Yeah.
Cognitive impairment and neuropathy. Nerve damage.
You know, I mean, thank goodness they were able to... You know, that girl escaped and these people were able to be let loose, liberated. But damn, I mean, how do they, I don't even know how somebody recovers from this. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
More people don't want to be atheists? Really?
The parents said, we haven't been able to get a hold of them or the children for a while. We had no idea what was going on with them.
God.
He confirmed the parents had their kids read and memorize long passages of the Bible.
Man, that's so nutty.
Good thing.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, Jesus.
God. There you go.
Crazy fucking loony religious bullshit.
Hell House.
Right. Yep. That's what it's called. They're calling it the Hell House.
Horror House, I mean, I've seen on TV. They're still trying to recover from saying shithole so many times.
Right.
I don't know if they, can, know if they want to say hell.
Yeah. That's so fucked up, man.
That
makes you wonder about all your neighbors and shit. Checking their houses. Make sure everybody doesn't have cages. Oh, fuck.
People are, yeah, I don't know. How do two people go crazy like that? I mean, if you've got one parent that's mentally ill, how does the other one go along?
If there are a couple, I could see how, like, one's mental illness can feed the others, you know?
They both start descending.
They both go crazy. Maybe they're... I don't know.
Or that religion probably helps.
Yeah, sure.
The brainwashing of extreme religion.
I mean, they talk to each other about their dumbass beliefs, and they start, validating each other's dumbass thoughts, and the next thing you know, you're at the hardware store buying cages and shit.
Yeah, chaining up your kids.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So that's that story. You know, I hope they rot. Oh, hope they rot.
But they're victims too.
They're who's
not
saying that?
They're just not.
That's insane.
The lots going on. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can tweet us during the show. And hop over to our Facebook page and participate there. Lots going on. Lots of stories we get to here on the show. Stuff we don't get to. And memes and
memes.
Shit. Fun stuff. All kinds of information going on.
Yes, oui. And go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You go to Amazon via our portal. We get a piece of whatever you spin there.
There's a story about Tom Cotton.
Oh my God! I saw this story. What a dingbat!
Well, you know, I don't know that it has been corroborated or actually proven that it came from Tom Cotton, but it seems to have. Tom Cotton's office appears has started sending out warning letters to liberal activists who've been bombarding the senator with phone calls and letters.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well,
you're supposed to contact your representative if you don't agree with them.
I think he's pissed about people that may be calling and or writing daily.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Too fucking bad.
You work for them, dickhead.
Members of the activist group Ozark Indivisible.
Yes.
Have been receiving cease and desist letters ordering them to stop trying to contact Cotton.
Stop contacting your representative?
I saw one. It seems weird because it's not like to somebody and from somebody and sign. You know what I mean? It's on Tom Cotton letterhead, but it's centered, which is weird. It makes it look like a flyer, but it says, this letter is immediate notification that all communication must cease and desist immediately with all offices of U.S. Senator Tom Cotton. All other contact will be deemed harassment or harassment.
Good God.
And will be reported to the United States Capitol Police.
I've never even heard of anything like this.
Well, I still I'm not 100% sure that it's from. Now they're saying that they do send out letters like that. One person received the letter said to the Arkansas Times that Tom Cotton's actions show the senator does not have any respect for his constituents who have differing views. Cotton's office responded to say it only sends out such letters in extreme circumstances. If an employee of Senator Cotton receives repeated communications that are harassing and vulgar, or any communication that contains a threat, our policy is to notify the U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment section.
Right. Bullshit. I think they get a lot of letters and they get contacted a lot and they just lose their minds.
Cotton staffer John Noonan.
Noonan
writes on Twitter that one person who received the letter only did so because they called an intern a cunt over the phone. Oh, well, that's uncalled.
Oh, man, I wish we had a tape of that call.
He says, tone was threatening. No threats were made, but the C word was used.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. I mean, it's a GOP person. Well, so I guess we believe them. Whatever.
These poor snowflakes.
So what?
Can't swear at him.
I mean, you're a gross GOP dickbag. Your policies are heinous, racist, elitist, and you're going to get offended over the use of the word cunt. I don't get that. Grow up.
We'll see what comes of that now. But now they're threatening to call the police on people that are...
God. Makes you not want to send a letter. I mean, you know, that's got to be the point of that. When people start hearing that they're going to arrest you if you send letters to your representative, they're like, well, I just shouldn't do that.
Oh, sure. I'm going to say that one for tomorrow.
Cool. Is it a good
one? It's a good Faithless Friday story.
Faithless Friday, baby.
Brian Kilmeade.
Fuck you.
You may have heard of him.
Oh, yes. Dish.
From Fox and Fiends.
That's our president's favorite fucking show. He loves to watch that on executive time.
Oh, good morning, Mr. President. Ainsley wore a particularly high skirt this morning just for you.
We're going to tell you what to tweet about.
Or we forced Ainsley to wear a particularly high skirt this morning.
No
is more accurate.
You know, we're going to chain you up in a closet if you don't put this on.
Here is Kilmeade guesting on, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen and others, for making you listen to Breitbart News Tonight.
Fuck you, Breitbart News Tonight. They make it sound so, like, civil and normal.
Kilmeade's got a new book.
He can write.
Yeah, I want proof. And he's talking to the host, senior editor-at-large for Breitbart, Rebecca Mansour.
Oh, wee wee. Rebecca.
Here they are talking about the president and why apparently the president likes Fox.
Right.
As Joel mentioned, you are one of the most important media personalities, media, reporters in the world right now, because the president watches you and your co-hosts, Steve Doocy and Ainsley Earhart, every morning on Fox and Friends. And I can only imagine that must be a responsibility that you take very seriously.
I mean, absolutely.
Hold on a second while I wipe your jizz off of my face.
I mean, absolutely. Fuck yeah, dude.
You're one of the most important journalists in the universe right now, because Trump watches you every morning.
Is this just a normal fucking caller? Or who is this?
No,
again?
This is the host of Breitbart News
Tonight. Oh, right. I forgot. Okay. God, that's so fucked up.
Rebecca Mansour.
Mansour.
Mansour. Muslim-y.
Uh-oh.
And Ainsley Earhart every morning on Fox and Friends. And I can only imagine that must be a responsibility that you take very seriously.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, we take it seriously, but it's kind of odd because we were the ones who had him on for 8 years prior. He would call into our show every Monday or Tuesday. And then even on Christmas, the contributors would join us and we'd take out the staff for Christmas, and he obviously is a busy guy with his own tower, so he couldn't just come over. So we started taking him out, thanking him for his contribution on Christmas, and next thing you know, he's president of the United States. So I don't know if that ever happened with a guy you know who becomes president. I don't know if that happened with you and Clinton or you and Nixon, but it's happened to us. So it's different.
How old does he think this woman is?
Jesus Christ.
She should be. I don't know about Rebecca Mansour, but she's like, Nixon, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I took Ike out.
Good God. Yeah, me and James Polk were tight as fuck.
Why does he say that? I don't know if it happened with Clinton and Nixon. Why not Carter or Ray?
Moron. Right.
Very odd.
But it's happened to us, so it's definitely flattering to know that he still watches. And if you flip around, you understand why he watches us. I mean,
because we're the only ones who are lying and licking his sack for 3 hours in the morning. That's why he watches you. If you look at the coverage everywhere else, everyone else is telling the truth about him. So where's he going to go? What's he going to watch?
You validate him. He's totally insecure. He's a little man baby. You make him feel better. And my guy, I got to tell you, without Fox and Friends, this dickhead would probably be a lot more, I don't know, less manageable at the White House. John Kelly probably likes it when he turns on Fox and Friends. You know?
Maybe. I don't know. Because then he tweets and that just gets everybody.
Yeah.
That doesn't help anybody.
Right. That's true.
Flip around, you understand why he watches us. I mean, we're the only one who gives him a legitimate fair shot. I mean, we'll call him out when we think things are out of control. You know, if those things were said behind closed doors, I think it's ridiculous from last Thursday, but I'm not.
I think it's ridiculous. Kilmeade is mad that it got out, that he said Haiti and the nation of Africa are shitholes.
They're mad that we found that out.
Oh, yeah. That's private conversation with the president. That should have stayed in that room.
You know, I think a lot of people, maybe these right-wing nut jobs, see it like that. But what they don't, maybe they don't understand it, they don't see it, or they don't want to mention it, but he was talking about official policy. They were making policy. And in that conversation, he referred to those countries as shitholes. And that's fucked up. It's not like it was some private conversation, that he was on the clock at a meeting when he said that. I mean, we should know that he said that.
Here's more of Kilmeade.
going to pretend that's the number one story in America every day. You know, we don't get up every day and wonder if he's really 239 pounds. We're not going to spend two blocks talking about he has to lose 15 pounds and is his doctor competent. So
nobody's, we're talking right. about that because of the banana republicanism of it.
Yes.
The fact that he, if the doctor is lying, why is the doctor lying?
Right.
We should care if the doctor and everyone is lying about his health.
And we're worried about his mental health, really. I don't think anybody gives a fuck if he's overweight. I mean, of course he's overweight. Look at him.
Right.
I mean, he's overweight, but we're wondering if he's cuckoo.
Right.
And if he's mentally fit to be president.
Spoiler.
And the doctor no. said he is, but if the doctor's lying about the height and the weight, then maybe he's lying about the mental capacity or whatever.
Who knows?
You know?
Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe the Russians got to the doctor too. Who the oh, fuck yeah. knows? So that's what's going on there from Brian Kilmeade.
Right.
Well, you know, look at the rest of the media. That's why he likes watching our channel, because we're the only ones that are fair to him.
Well, yeah, I mean,
lying sack of shit. You put out the facts. And well, that's what the other stations do.
You're blowing him.
Right.
You're
and omitting
him a warm blow job.
Omitting important news.
Yeah. And if you do say something that's real, it's in a fucked up context.
So there you go. That's Brian coming.
Right. Good job, Brian. Congratulations. Does he want a trophy or some shit like that?
I don't even know what his book is about. I'll have to make sure I rush out and get it.
Grossness. His book is about grossness.
I'm sure it's something horrific.
Stupid.
Yeah, more likely something stupid.
Because the book is going to be read by his viewers. I mean, they're going to be read by people that watch his show every fucking morning, I imagine. So those people, whatever they like to read.
A little bit of news from Hawaii.
Yes.
There's a... I mean, this is one of those kind of like, well, no, duh, kind of things when you think about it. But after, you know, that missile scare.
Right. Oh, yeah. I remember
that. Missile
that.
Scare, a little message went out to everybody via cell phones that take shelter, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii.
I hit the wrong drop down.
This is not a drill.
Right.
Pornhub has okay. released data and discovered
oh
that
God.
From the moment the missile alert went out,
yes,
the traffic hit a low point, 77% below average, which still means 23%.
Kept watching.
We're still.
Who cares? Yeah.
Jerk off through the apocalypse.
I think they have the right idea.
But a half hour later, after they found out it was an oops,
yes,
it spiked to a record 48% above average.
A record.
After the false warning. So people were celebrating.
Oh, thank God. Ah.
Celebrating still being alive by downloading them some porn on Pornhub.
Celebrating or maybe just letting off some stress. I think it's more that, dude. I don't think you're celebrating. You're like, oh, I'm about to get blown up and melted, vaporized.
Oh,
it's gonna be horrible.
I'm going to fire up some Asian nurse porn.
Yeah, I got to release some stress all over the place here. Asian nurse porn.
That's what's going on there.
Me post nuclear wank
out of Pornhub.
Thank you, Pornhub.
Thank you, Pornhub.
Right.
For your data.
Yeah, yeah.
Creepy.
That's funny.
We've got a I've also got a story of, are we going out live? We just got a tweet that says,
oh, that was a while back, though.
I'm getting yesterday's feed. No, 3 minutes ago.
Oh, shit. Oh, I checked, and it sounded like we were going out live. I didn't. It could have been yesterday's.
If you can't hear us live, we're working on it.
Right. Yeah. Shit.
If you can't hear us, please let. We're letting you know that we're working on it.
I think it's crazy that there's another porn star, Karen McDougal. I haven't heard her name in the news yet. That makes four, right? Four porn people associated with Schindler, Alana Evans, Jessica Drake, Stormy Daniels, and now Karen McDougal. You don't think that's funny?
I think what's funny is how you just rattled off those four porn star names without, or do you have it open in front of you?
Yeah, I heard them all. I mean, I read the news, so. I mean,
well, I do too. I don't know all the porn star names, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do two things at once here. We've got a, this is out of the sovereign state of Utah.
Fuck you, boy.
This happened,
God, Utah. What do you do there? I mean, it's a beautiful state. You can look at the mountains and shit, but oh, I live in Salt Lake City. What are you supposed to do there? Like, is there a big club scene or do you hang out?
I don't think I've ever been to, right? Been through parts of it, like driven through, but I can't even tell you if I've even stopped for gasoline in Utah.
I've never been to Salt Lake. I don't know what it's like.
I have never been there. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
you can float.
Don't really want to go
really easily in the lake if you like.
Hey, if you're listening in Utah, don't take offense to that. I just don't want to go to Salt Lake City. It's like a bunch of Mormons and shit. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Kind of culty.
Lots of white people.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. I wonder if Schindler's campaign paid out to keep those porn stars quiet. Or I wonder if he paid on his own. Because if his campaign paid, that's illegal, right? You can't pay for their silence with the campaign.
Yeah, they frown on that, usually using campaign funds to pay off hookers to keep their mouths shut.
And I can't believe Trump would be like, oh, yeah, use some of my money to pay that off. It just doesn't seem like his move. He would like, fuck that. I'm not going to pay. Just use the campaign funds. Somebody ever is going to find out. I'm not going to win the fucking presidency anyway, so fuck it. It's kind of crazy, right? I mean.
Yes. Shit.
Is it working?
No.
Oh, fuck.
We're going to pause it for 1 second here as a, as a podcast, and we'll be back in no time as a podcast. We're going to shut down here for the live feed. We'll be back in 1 second. Make sure try to reset everything.
Yeah.
Well, if you're just now listening, thanks for, tuning in. We're sorry. The stream has gotten fuck it up for some reason.
Thanks,
somehow.
Sky God. We really appreciate it. How could you let that happen? And then all those kids imprisoned in Southern California, those two
things. But we are back now.
Maybe.
Live. But we are coming in very quietly again for some reason. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here with our technical problemos.
Oh, wee wee.
Anyway,
right.
I think it's maybe a little better now. But thanks for putting up with our technical difficulties, everyone.
Yes.
Hopefully we have surmounted them.
Yes, surmounted. Reverse cowgirl. However you're going to mount anything is, the way you should mount it. Is it?
I think it's working now.
Oh, okay.
I think it might be working.
Kate, make sure everything's working, okay?
Thanks, Maud Gon, for tweeting us, because we had no fucking idea that this wasn't working.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We were talking about Utah.
Yes.
The sovereign state of Utah.
Right.
Where there's lots of Republicans, lots of white folk. And this is a story from a couple days ago.
Yeah,
this is a Republican.
Fuck you.
Shocking that some shitty behavior from a Republican. This is a GOP-er by the name of, he's a precinct chairman.
Yes.
Of Davis County.
Ooh.
His name is Casey Fisher.
Right.
Wrote on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
These guys, I mean, they're just not wise when it comes to
managing their social media. It's nice, right? I mean, it exposes dickbags.
And stupidly they expose themselves.
Yeah.
Figuratively and literally.
Ooh, yes.
He wrote, "The more I study history, the more I think giving voting rights to others not head of household has been a grave mistake."
What does that even mean?
Well, men.
Oh, okay. Do we have those still? I mean, who's the head of your household? That's weird.
He deleted both the post and his whole Facebook account.
Oh, okay.
After he began receiving some feedback, let's call it.
Right.
From people on the social media.
Why would he think he wouldn't get slammed for saying this? I mean, what world does this fucking dude live in?
I don't know.
I mean, it's so fucked up, man.
Upset that...
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Head of household. Should just be head of household.
Fuck you. I've got outside fun parts. I'm in charge.
The Davis County GOP chairwoman, who apparently had to answer for this asshole, Tina Horlocker.
Horlocker? Oh, God, that name is so unfortunate.
H-O-R-L-A-C-H-E-R. Horlocker.
Horlocker?
Who defended...
Horlocker.
She defended Fisher.
Yes.
In an interview with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Damn.
The sentiment was along the lines of what our founding fathers believed in.
Okay. Jeez.
Not necessarily that men only have the vote. That was not necessarily what he was saying. I certainly don't agree with that sentiment, she said.
I think it was what he was saying.
It sounds like it's exactly what he was fucking saying.
Right. It sounded pretty declarative to me.
He's not trying to say that only men should vote. That's not what he's saying, she added.
Yes.
And that's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay.
He hasn't responded.
Right.
He was the chair, Horlocker became the chair of the county in 2017. Now she claims that Fisher's being harassed. This is like Tom fucking Cotton. They say and do horrible things. When their constituents call them out, they're like, "You're harassing me. I'm going to call the Capitol Police."
I mean, if this person is going to have a social media page and he's going to be a representative, he's going to work for constituents, then you're going to hear from the people you work for, you know, via social media.
Right.
You know.
The chairman of the whole GOP in Utah, Bob Anderson, Rob Anderson.
Hey, Bobby.
And Bob. Condemned the comment, though, saying he denounces, quote, any verbiage that disparages voter participation.
I mean, he said only heads of household should be voting. So no women. That's what he means. That's the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, I don't know how you... She's like, well, that's kind of what the founders meant. That's exactly... The founders meant only men. And back then, only men could vote.
Yeah.
And in fact, only white men.
Right. And they owned slaves.
And there were some who were voted down that wanted only landowning.
Oh, shit.
White men to be able to vote.
I mean, what people wanted back in the day is not a good thing. It's not good. We shouldn't model our society off that. We shouldn't model our society off what the fucking founding fathers wanted. It was the 1700s, for God's sakes.
And again, the Republicans, I think, would love everybody voting if people voted for them.
Oh, yes.
But because they suck and nobody wants to fucking vote for them, they have to cheat. And if that means, well, we just... stop the people who aren't voting from us from voting. Well, that's the way to win.
I mean, they're less inclusive.
Right. And again, they want to rule over, not represent.
And it makes sense, too, because their politics are less inclusive, right? I mean, so they would want less people to vote. It makes perfect fucking sense to me. I mean, it's horrendous. I mean, but, you know, I don't know. I always hate that. The founding fathers. Fuck the founding fathers. It was the 1700s.
Well, yeah, and some
who gives
of them
a shit anymore?
We're spectacular assholes.
Right, and haven't we evolved?
And why do we have the Electoral College? To suck the tiny little white peckers of the southern plantation owners.
Yeah, and who is the Electoral College fucked over? Progressives.
Cities.
Progressive
where all the people live.
Yes.
The people are getting fucked.
Oh, I saw some story about Republicans in California bitching and moaning that
oh, they want to leave.
Oh, yes. San Francisco and Los Angeles decide who wins in California. Well, that's where most of the people are, dickheads.
Right, right.
Who, do you want trees to vote? Do you want squirrels to vote?
Yes.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
So we'll see if anything happens to you, Mr. What's his name again? Fisher. Casey Fisher.
Fisher.
Of Davis County.
You dumbass.
It just shows they don't want people to vote. This guy wishes women couldn't vote.
Right. Only heads of households. We wouldn't have this problem. Damn.
It says he's not the only Republican to publicly admit the party's goal of suppressing voters.
No, okay.
Although Republicans tend to keep those comments behind closed doors, in April 2016, Representative Glenn Grothman of Wisconsin,
Grothman.
Republican, slipped up and claimed in a television interview that he believed Wisconsin's photo ID law would make it more difficult for Democrat Hillary Clinton to win the state.
Oh, my God. I think I remember that. I think we
you know,
that.
We got the voter ID law, so it's going to be harder for her to win.
Oh, my God.
Fisher is not the only Republican. This is Think Progress I'm reading from. He's not the only Republican to express skepticism about the 19th Amendment, which since 1920 has prohibited the federal government from denying the right to vote to citizens of the United States on the basis of their genitalia.
Jeez. God damn.
Think Progress reported in November that Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore.
Boo.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah. The
It's been so nice. We've been Roy Moore free for almost a month now. It's been great.
Has he conceded? Not that it matters.
No,
he never made a speech, right?
Never will, yeah.
What a fucking asshole.
He says it was stolen from him by all those Negroes that they bust in from Mississippi.
God damn.
A conservative Republican, Roy Moore, once co-authored a textbook that was critical of the women's suffrage movement.
That's crazy.
Remember we talked about that, those law courses or whatever that he was involved in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some like online law bullshit.
What a genius.
Trump University, maybe.
You know, it also speaks to these guys how fucking dumb they are. You know, I mean, it can't make you look too smart if you're writing about how it's a shame women can vote.
Right.
Your constituents are stupid. I don't know.
Alabama.
Yeah.
They only barely.
Yeah.
Voted for the non-child molester.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only barely
and not
voted
white people
for
not,
the non-child molester.
And not white males.
Right.
I mean, you know, the breakdown of that vote is pretty fucking depressing.
Another story I've got here. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Danke.
We're going out live now again.
Yay. What's up, America?
What up, America? Thanks for listening. The on the Russia Trumpy front.
Yes.
This is so far one of my favorite stories of the day because the McClatchy DC is reporting
right
this morning, the big bombshell is that the FBI
yes
is reportedly investigating the possibility that the Russians funneled money to Trump during the 2016 election through the National Rifle Association.
Man, I mean...
The FBI is investigating whether a top Russian banker with ties to the Kremlin illegally funneled money to the NRA to help Donald Trump win the presidency.
Now, if this can be proven, what happens? Did they disband the NRA or do they just find the living
would,
shit out of them?
I would hope
them?
Somebody in the NRA would go to jail, but
yes.
Rich white guys seldom happens.
That's so un-American.
Unless they steal from other rich white guys.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Madoff.
Bernie Madoff.
Yeah,
then
he's
fucked.
Going to jail because he stole from rich people.
Yes.
FBI counterintelligence investigators have focused on the activities of Alexander Torshin.
Nine!
Deputy governor of Russia's central bank.
Okay.
Known with his close relationships with Uncle Nipples.
Ooh, yes.
And the NRA.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
It is illegal, it says here, to use foreign money to influence federal elections. Illegal.
Wow. So why did they do it?
They don't know how long the torsion inquiry has been going on, but the news comes as Justice Department Special Counsel Robert Mueller's sweeping investigation of Russia meddling into the 2016 election has been heating up, it seems.
Right.
The sources spoke on condition of anonymity because Mueller's investigation is confidential, mostly involves classified information. So
if the NRA has been getting money from Russia to influence elections, how long has this been going on? Is it just Trump? Or has this gone on for fucking years and we just don't know?
And
is it going on now?
Fucking, I'm against violence, but Justice Alito deserves a kick in the fucking teeth for saying to Obama, "That's not true," at the State of the Union address when Obama criticized their Citizens United decision.
Oh, God,
and said, "I think it's a bad decision, and I think it opens the doors for foreign money to come into our elections." And that fucking dick waddle, reptile, evil asshole Alito said, "That's not true." Now shove his fucking face in it right now, like a dog that took a shit.
He might be into that.
The extent of which the FBI has evidence of money going from torsion to the NRA.
Yes.
Or of the NRA's participation in the transfer of funds, they don't know yet. But, you know, that's what Mueller's people are good at. And Mueller recently, I don't think we talked about it, I think it was last week, hired a new dude.
Oh, a new guy.
A new investigator.
Oh, shit.
Whose specialty is cybercrime.
Cyber. Oh, shit.
So we'll see.
Damn.
Maybe he was on Pornhub the other day.
Mm.
Ruining the curve.
God. I mean, that's so crazy. Like that fake warning went out and then, you know, there's all this data from Pornhub. But when have we ever had that in America? When have we gotten?
I don't know if that went out on the airwaves for those listening. We did a story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which will be out on podcast because I think we recorded. But with our technical difficulties, we weren't streaming, apparently. But the story was that Pornhub plummeted during after the ballistic missile warning. And then when they about an hour later spiked to record highs in Hawaii. So,
I mean, there's all that show. So there should be all kinds of data out there for different things, like what happens after there's an alert letting.
Oh, there's probably a lot of like
the world know that you're going to be nuked.
I wonder if the phone cells, the cell phone system didn't get overloaded of people trying to call each other, trying to say goodbye.
Because you know what I mean? I mean, we've never had a circumstance like that before, right? There's got to be all kinds of interesting data.
The NRA reported spending a record $55 million on the 2016 election, including $30 million to support Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. That is a shit ton of money.
Triple what they devoted to backing Mitt Romney in 2012.
I mean, how un-American? And then, like, what is the... So why... What is the NRA doing?
Most of that money was spent by an arm of the NRA that is not required to disclose its donors. That needs to change. We need to know where money comes from that's going into campaigns.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, this is so fucked up. What does this have to... I thought the purpose of the NRA was to, I don't know, serve its membership by sending them info about gun safety and shit like that.
Well, and
why are they buying
pun
elections?
Pun intended, but isn't the gun lobby shooting themselves in their own foot by putting a Republican in? I would think that they get record sales when a Democrat's in.
Oh, yeah, because they think the Dem is going to...
Any minute now, right. Maybe, so
yeah, yeah.
Maybe they're actually worried that a Democrat might get something done.
Well, what happens to stocks that are like related to guns and shit when the Dem gets in? Maybe they drop.
Oh, it went down when Trump was elected. I thought we did that story. Maybe that gun company stocks went down.
Oh wow, that makes sense.
Because the evil black man, or the evil Shillery.
Yeah,
won't be around to
buy up
take
guns.
Your guns. Yeah,
right.
Two people with close connections to the NRA say the total election spending actually approached or exceeded $70 million because independent groups are not required to reveal how much they spend on internet ads or field operations.
Oh, damn. So, like, internet ads, why not? I mean, they're just like ads like anything else? It's just like a gray area?
Heck yeah, I don't know.
Good God.
Trump was outspoken advocate of the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
At one point, drew a hail of criticism suggesting that if Clinton were elected, gun rights advocates could stop her from winning confirmation of liberal Supreme Court justices.
Jesus. I mean, what is Trump?
If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks, he said. Although Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. Remember that one?
I fucking remember that one? That bullshit. That was nuts. And you know, the fucking thing is, you think Donald Trump likes guns? You think he shoots guns? I just can't see it. How are his tiny fingers going to pull a trigger?
So this Torshin guy, this oligarch, is a leading figure in Putin's party, it says. He's been implicated in money laundering by judicial authorities in Spain.
Wow.
Spanish investigators alleged in an almost 500-page internal report.
Oh, shit.
That Torshin, who was then a senator, capitalized on his government role to assist mobsters in laundering funds through Spanish properties and banks.
Oh, God. Damn. This is also complicated. I mean, how are we ever going to figure out what went on?
Investigators for three congressional committees probing Russia's 2016 operations also have shown interest in Torshin.
Yes.
A lifetime NRA member who has attended several of its annual conventions. At the group's meeting in May 2016, he spoke to Trump Jr. I love it.
God.
During a gala event at the group's national gathering in Kentucky.
What a nightmare.
When his father won an earlier than usual NRA presidential endorsement.
Well, that makes sense now, right?
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, why wasn't the NRA raising money for Hillary? That's a good point. Because a Hillary presidency would mean more gun sales.
You would think, yeah. Hmm. But maybe they're worried that there was actually going to be legislation.
Yeah.
Passed. They were worried about
I think this story coming out.
Dem sweep or something. They should be more terrified about
it. Right.
Well, I bet they're... stock tip, everybody. If this blue tsunami happens in November,
yes.
Maybe you should go out and buy some gun stocks.
Oh, yeah. Sales are going to fucking spike.
Yeah. Thanks for tweeting us, Maud Gunn. She retweeted Mark Ruffalo, the actor.
Yeah.
We've talked
about
this before, traveling the world and talking to people in other parts of the world about what's going on. He tweeted, I'm in Paris. I've not had one conversation where I'm not asked what has happened to America.
Right.
All lament that America can no longer be seen as a beacon of democracy. All are in shock.
Yeah, dude.
And it leads to a poll, which I think we put out on our Facebook this morning, that global confidence, I said MAGA, global confidence in U.S. leadership has fallen to a new low.
I mean, how can it not be zero?
And America now ranks below China in worldwide approval ratings.
Yay. I mean, what the fuck? Listen to this shit this guy tweets out. You know, I mean, he's going to tweet us into World War III.
The survey of opinion, 134 countries showed a record collapse in approval for the U.S. role in the world.
Well, fuck yeah.
From 48% under Obama to 30% after 1 year of Trump. The lowest level Gallup has recorded since beginning its global leadership poll over a decade ago.
You know, Donald Trump probably never saw this coming. He probably saw how popular Obama was globally. It's like, God, if they love Obama, they're going to love the shit out of me.
Trump loves records. He's got one. Trump has averaged just 39% approval rating since his inauguration, the lowest ever. The previous low was held by Bill Clinton, whose first year average was 10 points higher than Trump's at 49%.
Wow.
And they hated Bill Clinton.
Right. Who's they?
The Republicans.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. They hated Bubba.
The latest study confirms some of the worst fears foreign policy analysts in the U.S. and Europe that Trump's America First approach, combined with his volatile and irascible personality, is weakening cohesion among Western democracies in the face of growing challenge from autocracies in Russia and China. That's what Russia wants. That's why he's doing this, to make our country fall apart and be looked at worse in the eyes of the rest of the Western world.
Well, Russia wants NATO to be weak, right?
Yeah.
They want Europe to be weak.
And they don't like democracy.
Yeah. I mean, they want more countries to run to Russia for protection, right? Rather than NATO. Or...
That's why Putin hated Hillary, because she was one of the international panel that outwardly condemned the last Russian election, saying it's a farce.
That's why the guy went after her.
Yeah.
I mean, what chance did she have to fucking win? Our country's so fucking sexist. Plus that, God.
The country now seen as the global leader to look to by many more people at 41%.
It's got
to
be Germany, right?
Germany. You are correct, sir.
Bam, baby.
China is in second place with 31%. China. Russia has a 27% approval for its global role.
Oh, my God.
But,
I mean, you know, what happens? So what happens if some crazy populist takes over in Germany?
The U.S. standing has collapsed by 10 percentage points or more in almost half of the world's countries.
Yeah.
Some of the biggest losses among our former closest allies in Western Europe, Australia,
good day,
and Latin America.
Oh, my God.
They all fucking hate us now.
I mean, really, but what happens if some lunatic takes over Germany like what happened here?
All right. Poland, look what happened.
Yeah.
It did happen in Poland. And they're taking to the streets.
I mean, do you think the world is in a precarious place right now? I mean, what if there's a mistake with a fucking nuclear test with North Korea? What if something happens that requires some delicate bit of, you know, expedient diplomacy?
Hopefully.
What are we going to fucking
do? He's got his fuzzy slippers on, having executive time, eating some cheeseburgers, watching Fox and Friends, and the adults will be able to make decisions before they even tell him what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
One of the sharpest declines in confidence in U.S. leadership was in the U.K.
Oh, my God. They don't even want to let us come over there for a normal visit.
26 percentage point drop.
That is...
in confidence in the U.S.
That is insane.
But what do we expect? 63% of Brits voiced disapproval.
I mean, what do we expect? This guy is outwardly fucking racist, you know, and he's sexist.
The historic low puts the U.S.'s leadership approval rating on par with China's and sets a new bar for disapproval.
Oh, God.
Congratulations, Don. Doing fucking great, man.
Let's not get overconfident that we're going to have some progressive win the next presidency. I mean, because we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
I don't know why the New York Times today decided to forgo their usual op-ed section. And all they did was print letters from Trump supporters.
About what?
Well, I don't know what the fuck is going on, because
they
better have 2 straight days of Trump haters, because his disapproval ratings are almost double what his approval rating is.
Yeah.
So this fucking paper had better have 2 days of people who hate his fucking guts and disapprove of what he's doing.
Right. I mean, why give them a voice?
They've got plenty of voice. They've got a whole network. Major news network.
See, that's the danger, right? You're covering a totalitarian and you want to be fair and balanced. But the problem is, there is no reasonable other side. There is no reason. There's nothing reasonable about Trump's policies. They're all based on racism and hate and nothing logical. There's no good side to Trump. There's no other side.
The And it's going to affect us maybe in the future because elected leaders in other countries care what the public thinks about the United States.
Absolutely.
These numbers will make it harder for those leaders to publicly cooperate with America.
Yeah, right.
Even when it might be in their interest to do so. And the global stage with trying to back out of the Iran deal, backing out of the Paris Accords. Now these other countries are like, why should we make a deal with the United States ever?
They're not going to try. They're not going to honor
right.
it.
Why should we? If some asshole president's going to come along in two more years and just say, well, fuck you, we're all backing out. And that's what that little fucking traitorous scumbag Tom Cotton did. Remember?
He's the one
who drafted that letter when Obama was president.
He made the Iran deal.
Sent it to Iran and said, don't like this deal because if one of us gets to be president, we're ripping this fucking deal up.
Wasn't that illegal? Isn't that treasonous?
Well, nobody. Yeah. To me, it is. To many people, it is. But
yeah.
Sadly, the Republicans were in charge of the House at that point.
I mean, it's such a fragile time. I mean, what if we have another fucking major terrorist attack over here?
Trump's got his little stubby orange fingers crossed for it, right?
Yeah, he sort of said, oh, geez, if we have a fucking horrible 9/11 attack here, the GOP might not get spanked in the next midterm.
What's to stop his buddy Putin from making that happen? Like, Putin made it happen in his own country.
I don't fucking
know. In Chechnya.
I don't know. I mean, what does somebody like Putin do? Do they send a shit ton of money to some fucking terrorist?
Chechnya?
What?
I think it was Chechnya.
I don't know.
It was a false flag terrorist attack that they found out.
Oh, that was Chechnya, yeah. I think, yeah.
And Putin's approval rating went from, like, low 20s up to the 80s. Because he bombed the fuck out of Chechnya.
Yeah, right.
And all the dumb Russians got hard as rocks.
I mean, how different, I was thinking about this, how different is RT from Fox? It's not, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, God. We live in a scary fucking time.
Yeah, who'd have thought after Obama?
It makes me so mad at the Bernie bros.
We got complacent.
Oh, my God.
We got complacent. The thanks for joining us, everybody.
Right.
I'm glad. Hopefully you can hear us now.
Yeah, aren't you guys glad Hillary didn't win? Could you imagine how horrible it would be? All the corruption, geez, she would be in jail serving as president. Oh my God.
Trump today is
fucking
in
idiots.
Western Pennsylvania.
Fuck you.
To rally for Rick Saccone.
Oh, okay.
Or Sacwan.
Sacwan.
I have a feeling it's probably not Sacwan.
Sacwan.
S-A-C-C-O-N-E. Saccone.
Hey, Saccone. Go fuck yourself.
An extremely pro-gun, anti-choice.
Oh, fuck me.
Member of the Pennsylvania House of Reps, who's now running for Congress.
How do you have that position? How are you pro-fucking gun?
The White House insisted the event is not a campaign stop, but the president appears to believe otherwise. He tweeted out, this morning,
yes,
we'll be going to Pennsylvania today in order to give my total support to, all caps, Rick Saccone.
Now, does Saccone want Trump support?
Running for Congress, yeah, in a special election.
Special.
Rick is a great guy. We need more Republicans to continue our already successful agenda.
Rick's a great guy, by the way. That's all you need to know. Schittler, a dude that, I don't know, he grabs pussies. He says Rick's a great guy.
Saccone is looking to take over the seat in the 18th district, which was vacated after Congressman Tim Murphy resigned after it was revealed the pro-life politician urged his mistress to get an abortion. I'm amazed he left.
Fuck, yeah, me too. Why not just deny it?
The Republicans are such hypocritical whorebags.
I mean,
I'm amazed that he actually got run out.
Meaning there he's immune to hypocrisy. He's immune to hypocrisy, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I'm surprised they weren't like, well,
who cares? Fuck it.
He said he went to church and Jesus forgives him.
Yeah, so. He was forgiven. His sin was washed away by hoogity boogity. Who gives a fuck?
So this Saccone guy is apparently like the most lunatic person in the Pennsylvania State Senate.
Saccone.
He called himself Trump before there was Trump.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Since joining the Pennsylvania House of Reps in 2011, Saccone spearheaded legislation that has given him the reputation of being the most conservative member in the state legislature.
Oh, shit.
Frequently mixing, guess what?
Yes.
Christian religion with politics.
Is he one of these loons that says, oh, listen, I'm responsible to my God.
God first.
Than, yeah.
God, country, family.
Move to Afghanistan.
God, family, country.
Just move to Afghanistan. You know, find a warlord to live under. You'll love it. It'll be a ball for you. Or move to Iran or something like that, you know?
Ball. he once co-sponsored legislation allowing requiring Pennsylvania's public schools to display the national motto, In God We Trust.
Oh my God, how? Like mowed into the front lawn or something like that, spelled out in the lawnmower? How fucking stupid.
He wanted them all to... That's just being a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And that's giving a fuck you to the non-Christians. Because there's no other...
Dude.
It's the national motto. Why can't we have it in schools?
Why do we need it?
It shouldn't be the national motto.
Right, it shouldn't be the national motto.
It should be E Pluribus Unum, which is what it was.
Why did it change? McCarthyism?
Yep.
Great.
He also sponsored resolution declaring 2012 the year of the Bible.
Fuck you, boy.
In Pennsylvania.
Fierce year proponent, of the fucking Bible?
Fierce proponent of Second Amendment rights, holding an A-plus rating from the traitors over at the NRA.
This year is the year of the Bible.
2012, he tried to do that.
Every year is the year of the Bible, dickhead. Have you been to America? It's the year of the Bible.
Well, I think was it Kentucky that actually did? Kentucky or Tennessee, one of the two, that the past couple of years actually has declared like the year or the
or
the
they
year of
they
Bible
made the Bible
like
the official book of Kentucky. So it doesn't matter. It's all mucho fucked up. God, just stop it. Stop it, you Jesus people. Quit fucking with us.
I don't know if we talked about it at the time, but he also co-sponsored a memo singling out Chuck E. Cheese for a company policy prohibiting customers from carrying firearms inside. He's mad at Chuck E. Cheese for not allowing guns inside.
Have you been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, it's for kids, right?
Right. It's just a big playground in there, like with a bunch of cool shit that kids like. Why would you think?
What if Al-Qaeda sends a bunch of pedophiles in?
What if you leave your gun in the bathroom and some toddler finds it and shoots himself or shoots you or some other fucking kid? I mean, how many stories? How many fucking stories do we have of guns getting into the hands of kids and somebody's dead? Or somebody leaves a gun in Walmart on the toilet tank or some fucking bullshit. It's rarely someone has a Jack Bauer moment and takes out a bunch of terrorists.
He also sponsored a bill expanding the state's Human Relations Act to bar discrimination against gun owners.
Oh, my fucking
Stop
God.
Stop discriminating against gun owners.
You're not like, who do they think they are, gun owners? I mean, you're not a protected class of people, right? I mean.
So this is another one of those where Trump won by over 20% in the district.
Fuck you.
So it should be a cakewalk, but it's close.
Hey, if a couple of gun owners want to get married, do I have to make a wedding cake for them?
Of course you do.
Oh, God.
Because they will scream, shit. Squeal, squeal, squeal.
Yeah, their rights are under attack, by
oh,
the
sure.
way.
The Democratic candidate is named Connor Lamb. First-time candidate, former Marine, is hoping to win the votes of the 87,000 Union voters.
And this is a Democrat,
yeah.
right? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I hope you win.
The AFL-CIO, the largest federation of labor unions in the state, announced its endorsement of him.
Oh, nice.
But we'll see. Right now, it's looking like a squeaker.
Squeaker.
And if they can pull off that, I mean, it's not been boding well for the Republicans. So
right. Pray for this Connor guy, guys. Thoughts and prayers.
It says the Republican Party has made it their mission to not lose that seat. conservative groups like Ending Spending and the Pro-Trump 45 Committee have been pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into the race.
That's disturbing.
The Congressional Leadership Fund, a super PAC tied to House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Oh, disgusting.
Has opened 2 field offices in the districts and are planning to recruit 50 canvassers to knock on 250,000 doors.
Oh, my God. Please, please beat this guy or, you know, get elected.
On Tuesday night in a special election, Democrats made crucial gains, even flipping a long-held Republican seat in various state special elections.
That's fucking great, man.
We talked about that one in Wisconsin.
Yeah. A tsunami of blue. Fuck you, GOP. My God. My God.
I mean, hopefully,
right,
this will be able to hold out and Trump won't sponsor a false flag terrorist attack. Or Uncle Nipples won't sponsor one for him.
Or one will just happen, you know, right, because we're vulnerable, right?
Yeah. I would think the ISIS doesn't want, well, I don't know who they want. They just want chaos. So
right,
they love Trump.
Yeah.
ISIS is, Trump's a great recruiting tool for them.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Remember they used some of his video in their recruiting.
That's so fucked up.
So that's, we'll keep our eyes on that.
Yes.
And see what's going on there in Ohio or disturbing, in Pennsylvania, I mean. So if you're listening, get out and vote. Get your friends out to vote.
Fucking vote, Democrats. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's the only way we save this shit is to get these fucking Republicans the fuck out of there.
And hopefully Mueller comes back with some shit that went on that'll freak everybody the fuck out. By then, although I can't imagine.
By then, the Democrats will be in charge and they will hopefully impeach his motherfucking flabby,
right,
235, 6'3" ass. My ass.
Oh, man.
And hopefully.
Have you read that whole article about Trump with Stormy Daniels yet? I haven't looked at it.
I've just seen highlights, various highlights.
Yeah.
Lowlights.
Yeah.
But there's more, right? Didn't you say there was another one?
Yeah, yeah. Karen McDougal.
Yeah. It came out yesterday.
Meanie.
Good job, Republicans.
Yeah.
Family values.
Oh, absolutely, Christians, by the way. I mean, lots
evangelicals.
Lots of normal people have to pay $130,000 to, you know, random porn stars to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, Rachel Maddow had a key point last night that, you know, we're all talking about the salacious aspects of it, that, you know, trying to cover up having an affair with a porn star.
Yeah.
But who paid?
Oh, you know it was a campaign.
Like, where did that $130,000 come from? Where did that $150,000 come for the other one, allegedly?
I mean,
apparently that's the going rate, by the
right,
way.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
$125,000 to $150,000 well, by the silence of a porn star.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, to think of any other context. Imagine if this would have came out about Obama. I mean, that would have been the end.
Yeah.
But it barely registers here, you know? I guess. I mean, you know, people are talking about it.
God, that Alex Jones clip from yesterday was amazing.
Oh, it was nutty, right?
With him, he's upset because he can't swear.
Yeah, well, he can.
CNN gets to swear on the air.
Yeah, this was backstage Alex Jones,
yeah,
right?
This was.
Bonus footage.
Amazing. Excellent shit.
Right.
Don't forget Facebook.com/crabdiving.
And Twitter at Crab Diving.
Twitter. More shit from the campaign.
Ooh.
Actually, I think Maddow has done this story too in the past. But you know how campaigns raise shit tons of money for the inaugural?
Pat. Oh, okay.
After someone's elected, they then tend to go out and raise a lot of money to put on a big giant gala. Like Obama raised a shit ton of money and had Jay-Z and Beyonce and The Boss and all kinds of megastars.
Yes.
Trump had Three Doors Down and the I'm Proud to Be an American guy.
Kelly Pickler.
And the, I forgot. Lee Greenwood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But did he have, like, who's that guy? I can't remember the guy's name. The Asian dude.
I think Joe Piscopo is there.
Right,
and
right.
I think that little girl singer showed up too.
Okay.
Woohoo!
God,
but the thing is, he raised record amounts
Joe
of money.
Joe Piscopo?
He raised record amounts of money for this.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody was like, well, wait, what do you need all this money for? You didn't pay three doors down. Somehow I don't think three doors down got the same amount as Beyonce and Jay-Z.
And by the way, three doors down would have done that shit for free for the publicity.
Well, yeah, I think they probably do it for free anyway. Yeah. Like, I don't think, I'm not sure that Beyonce and Jay-Z necessarily got paid.
What?
Maybe they did. So they raised a record-breaking $170 million.
God damn.
107, excuse me. Almost 1 year later.
Yes.
The leftover funds. Now, they sometimes have a surplus.
Okay.
And they always announce where the surplus money is going to.
Do they know how much money was left over?
They're not sure, but nobody knows where it is.
I mean,
1 year later, they still don't know where this money is, and the funds have still not been donated to the charities that they promised to donate the money to.
Because Donald
what
Trump
a shock.
Fucking lies.
I have to pay my lawyers.
Yeah, dude. You know that money went for that.
Trump's inauguration committee raised a record-breaking $170 million, but very little has been disclosed about where the remaining money was allocated.
I mean, on the high end, I mean, let's say three doors down got paid. Would it be north or south of $1 million?
Oh, south. Fucking wait. A. Three doors down?
Well, no, dude. How many people are in the band?
I don't know. The 1 year later now, a government watchdog group is questioning where the funds are, why they disappeared. And
yeah.
We've got a congressman who's proposing legislation to keep future administrations from obscuring their own inaugural donations. This is the most corrupt fucking administration in history. Before they even started, they skimmed money and they're hiding money on the fucking inauguration.
Dude, there's three, maybe four members in three doors down. So $1 million split between three, is that enough to pay those guys? I'm serious. I don't know.
You know, you can get like Rat for 50 grand for a bar mitzvah these days.
Three Doors Down is bigger than Rat, dude. I'm just saying, can you get, I mean, the lead singer Three Doors Down is only getting 250 grand for one song or whatever the fuck.
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know what else they play.
The organizing committee was led by a billionaire.
Okay.
Scum-sucking leech oligarch Thomas Barrick.
It's like
was double the amount of funds raised by any previous U.S. president during
right.
the transition period.
Man, we were talking about food. I mean, was there an open bar at any of these galas
no.
they had? I mean, okay.
There wasn't any people there, so why would they have... The right. money raised eyebrows among political operatives because there was nothing about the celebration that indicated it would exceed a more traditional price tag.
Yeah.
So they're like, well,
where's this money
why
going?
Why do you need all this money?
Dude, from day one, this fucking guy lied.
Yeah.
From day one, his administration was bullshit. I mean, it's a joke. It is a fucking, I mean, it's.
According to Newsweek, the group's government affairs lobbyist, which group?
Yeah.
Public Citizen, a public consumer rights advocacy group.
Fuck you.
They said this is, it raises a lot of suspicions that these funds were mismanaged and probably no longer even exist. In other words, it got stolen.
So where did it go? How much? $170 million? Is that what you said?
I strongly suspect the funds have just been wasted away. I mean, there was no reason in the world the Trump inaugural committee needed to raise $107 million.
So that money probably was spent during the campaign for like ad buys and shit like that. Is that legal?
No, this is just for the inauguration.
Yeah, but I mean, was the money like folded into Schindler's campaign or?
Inauguration.
Oh my God, it's
he was already elected.
Duh, okay, God.
After funding the celebration, the committee said it was evaluating charities that received the remaining money.
Yes.
In late September, they announced that they donated $3 million to multiple groups involved in hurricane relief efforts in the Gulf Coast, Florida, and the Caribbean. An undetermined amount of funds were allocated to redecorating the White House.
Oh, my fucking God.
And Vice President Mike Pence's home.
Well, geez, what kind of decorations is that guy like? He doesn't seem real festive to me, you know? How much money?
The chairman.
Did they spend a lot of money shrinking Trump's hands?
This billionaire.
Yeah.
Who was chairman of the Presidential Inauguration Committee, said details about the committee's donations to charity would be released in November.
Okay.
It's January.
Right. We're waiting.
Guess what hasn't happened?
Well, they do that all the time, Trump, right? I mean, they say, hey, we're going to release it.
Oh, very soon. Next week. In a couple of weeks, you're going to have it. Melania's going to have, where do you see the press conference Melania has with all the proof that she had citizenship papers before she worked here?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what about that?
We're still waiting on that one.
Jeez. Meanwhile, he was the kick out dreamers.
Kurt Schrader, a Democrat from Oregon.
Yes.
Is going to introduce legislation to require future inaugural committees to submit public disclosure reports.
Yeah.
On how the privately collected dollars are spent. He said it's wildly unacceptable that there are no laws to regulate how money raised under a president's name can or cannot be spent.
If you raise too much money for your inaugural, then what do you do with the rest of that money?
Well, they usually donate it.
Yeah.
Such measures have never been necessary before. Most committees for previous administrations raised only enough money to finance the inaugural festivities. Right. Obama's first inauguration in 2009 raised $55 million. His second committee raised $43 million. Before that, George Bush had raised $42.3 million.
And Obama had Jay-Z, right? And Beyonce.
We've never had an inaugural committee that just went hog wild and raised $177 million and had
shit.
A huge surplus left over. There are no rules set up for how this money should be spent.
Exactly. Ooh, exactly. I gave some to Don Jr. and to the one with the fucked up teeth to
Barracuda Mouth.
I even bought Tiffany a handbag.
Who's Tiffany?
It may not be illegal, but it certainly reeks of gross mismanagement and possible political opportunism.
The money went to one of his shitty friends or some bullshit like that.
Or him.
Right.
His own fucking pocket. He didn't give money to other people. Are you kidding me?
He's using it to pay off his shitty fucking people he fucks so they'll be quiet.
Look at all this free money we got.
Oh, yes.
I love being president.
God, all he has done is plundered. He has made money off this. He's still running his hotels. Foreign dignitaries visit the country. They stay at his fucking hotel.
Right, and he had a big ceremony signing papers that signed everything over to Don Jr. and Eric.
You know, and Ivanka, whenever she shows up somewhere in public, she wears something that you can buy on one of her fucking shitty stores.
Right. Kellyanne Conway did a commercial for it on
it's
Fox
like
and Fiends.
It's an infomercial.
Yeah. And for
fucking garbage.
And the ethics committee said she should receive some sort of punishment. And Trump is like, nah.
Oh, right.
That's okay.
Fuck that.
I like what she did.
It's Ivanka.
Ivanka has great clothing.
Yeah. God, I hope Steve Bannon is fucking this guy.
Yeah, I hope that happens too. That's,
I mean, I don't see how it can't.
Well, let's see. The he's been subpoenaed by Mueller.
Right.
And the consensus is that the reason that happened was to keep him from blowing his wad of information.
Ooh, yes.
In front of the scum-sucking Republican committees, who would then slither right to the president,
right,
tell him everything so that they could try to spin their defense or lie or
God
discredit
damn.
Or whatever. You got Devin Nunes, that traitor. Draco Malfoy with the flock of seagulls hair.
And what the fuck is up with Trey Paul Gowdy. Ryan? I mean, he's probably on the wrong side of this too, right?
He's quitting. Wasn't that the rumor that came out that he has no intention of running again?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We'll see if that actually happens, though.
Damn.
But there have been
is
rumors
he scared?
That
he's
going to
get
done.
Involved. He's going to get, you know, Mueller's going to, he's involved in this Russia shit,
I think
too.
They see the big tsunami.
Yeah.
And the rats are leaving the ship. Why
they
should they put themselves through all that when he can go take a cushy consulting job for seven figures a year now?
Yeah, I get it. What a scumbag.
Yeah, why would he want to do that?
He ruins Medicare and then he gets to leave and be rich. What a dick.
Did we talk about, I think we talked about this yesterday, the
yes,
the panel that was going to meet to discuss how Trump is inspiring violence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The panel had to be...
No, we talked about this.
The panel had to be canceled because of violent death threats from right. Trump supporters.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about this.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
That is so fucked up.
I forgot to remove it from the spreadsheet, so I just wanted to make
sure. Lovely constituents this guy has.
Sometimes we have offline conversations.
Crab diving offline conversations.
We can't remember what the fuck we talked about either online or sitting here. It in Crab like Diving show. Central.
Right.
Milwaukee?
Yeah, yeah,
lovely
yeah.
town.
Home of Laverne and Shirley. Yesterday was Gilligan's Island.
Wow.
We'll and Dobie Gillis.
We'll have a 21st century reference eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Fuck you.
Is reporting.
Home of Jeffrey Dahmer, I believe.
The Milwaukee Journey Center.
No, no, Milwaukee, you know.
Sure. He created his little cannibal buffet.
Oh, yeah. God, how horrible, dude.
In an apartment.
Oof.
There's a company has now lost two contracts with the city worth $800,000.
Damn. That's a lot of money.
Because they're... Employees, a company where several employees displayed guns and another brought a KKK sticker to a work site.
A sticker?
On his cooler. There's a picture of it. It's a cooler with a Stars and Bars sticker and a KKK sticker right underneath it.
Who the fuck makes KKK stickers?
The KKK.
I mean, they have like a sticker machine?
Sure. You get t-shirts?
I know you can get anything, but like who, what
koozies,
vendor?
Beer koozies?
Right. But what vendor is making that?
Some white fuck.
Oh,
some horrible
God,
white
damn.
Racist.
Vistaprint? They won't do that.
So the city of Milwaukee voted, Milwaukee Common Council voted yesterday to terminate two contracts with this company.
Right.
Passed unanimously.
Well,
the
city
is going to terminate one American Sewer Services contract.
Yes.
And reject another bid on an unawarded contract where the company was the lowest bidder.
Right.
The agreement is prohibiting the company from rebidding on either of the contracts. The company says they won't contest any part of the deal.
Okay.
The council may also push for harsher penalties for American Sewer Services.
Ooh. You got a KKK sticker? What did this sticker
they
look
might,
like?
They might. It's one of those crosses.
Oh, okay.
The punishment, they might compel the owner, Dennis Biondich, to testify.
Biondich?
Biondich.
Right.
The debate of the issue grew heated during a previous Public Works Committee meeting at the City Hall, especially after two Southside aldermen voiced concern that city officials were punishing the company too severely for the actions of a few employees.
You're putting KKK? Come on.
But they did apparently end up voting because it was unanimous. So apparently even those assholes voted to terminate the contracts.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't want my government doing business with some racist fucking dickhead.
These two aldermen that seem to be defending... said that the owner felt terribly that his employees brought weapons and a cooler with KKK stickers to work sites.
Oh, sure.
They said he fired the worker who brought the KKK sticker as well as one of the others who displayed his weapon.
Well, that's nice. At least he fired him.
After the meeting, one of the aldermen proposed terminating all of the contracts with the city.
Right.
The company has had $50 million in contracts since 2013. Currently has 11 open contracts with the city.
Right. God, this company must be so pissed off at these two workers.
But the Public Works Commissioner recommends against canceling the contracts where most of the work's already been done.
Yeah.
Or where the remaining work was being done by subcontractors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because then, like, how do you get it finished? That's the worst thing.
And that's the deal they approved yesterday, right, following those recommendations. So they're not going to cancel all of them, but they are.
What a bunch of idiot racist dickheads.
Well, yeah, and those asshole racist dickheads have cost their company $800,000.
I mean, they must be losing their fucking mind. I mean, that's their business, right? How do you lose an $800,000 contract? Yeah.
Bring your gun to work and your KKK sticker.
Yeah, you fucking morons. Oh, shit.
Invisible Empire Ku Klux Klan, the sticker says, with the KKK cross. Underneath, the stars and bars.
Not so invisible, dickhead.
Confederate flag.
Not invisible at all. You're the opposite of invisible.
This person intentionally put these stickers on that cooler.
Oh, yeah, they wanted it.
And then took it to work.
Because they wanted, I don't know, somebody to see it and be intimidated? Or they wanted to say, hey, I'm not embarrassed of my racism.
And, you know, if people are working on city projects, you assume it's city.
Right.
City workers are contracted out.
Yeah.
So, they're probably going to scream about First Amendment or something, but fuck them.
But you, what do you mean First Amendment? I mean, you still,
I'm just saying what they're going to say.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's absolutely.
They should have the right to move.
But no, they shouldn't. I mean,
exactly.
God. That's so crazy.
Milwaukee.
Great.
So there you know, that explains.
For those of you that think racism's just in the South, it's not.
Well, right.
You know, it's all over the fucking place.
And then another quick, we got to get fucking going here. Another quick little bit of good news.
Yes.
The alpha male.
Right.
Currently out of work. Alpha male. Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, my God. This guy is like loony.
Former Trump advisor. We still don't know what he did because he could not pass the
background check.
The check, and he couldn't get access to secret material, so we don't know what the fuck he was doing in the White House.
And he can't show up to events without Nazi medals. What kind of fucking dickhead is this?
Now it turns out they found a warrant for his arrest in Hungary.
Oh, God. I fucking saw this
shit. On gun charges. And didn't he say not that long ago that he always has at least one or two guns on his person?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
I always have one or two guns on my person at any time.
Why? What is so fucked up about you that you got to be armed to the fucking teeth at any given moment?
So that means that he had an active warrant out for his arrest in another country when he was serving as White House advisor.
Nice vetting. Nice vetting. Really. Anybody can get a job for Trump, man. It doesn't fucking matter.
Gorka says it's fallacious.
It's fallacious?
The report is fallacious. I'm going to contact Hungary.
Fallacious.
Gorka was born in London to Hungarian parents. Later, allegedly completed a PhD in political science from something called Corvinus University. But we have found out that that might be something like Trump U.
Right. It's not accredited.
There are questions.
It's garbage.
About Mr. Gorka's actual real PhD.
Yeah, this is the worst people have worked in this fucking White House.
Right. Hires the best.
Stephen Miller. 24. Then there's that 24-year-old dude in charge of opioids.
Yeah. And, you know, Jared, Ivanka, etc. We got to get going. Thanks for joining us. Back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, y'all. 2 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We do this every goddamn weekday at that time. And then we're out on iTunes. We're on Stitcher, your favorite app, and crabdiving.com.
That's right, Pat.
Help us out buying shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get paid. It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right, baby.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, Instagram at Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
TTFN.
I got a life force. I like to fight, too. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.